This is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Friday Ag Weather Impacts. Snowfall since Tuesday was mainly less than an inch, but ranged from 1 to 2 inches south of Pendleton to Lexington. Now, we're still only at about 50% or less of normal mountain snowpack on streams and rivers that flow through the Columbia Basin. Although mostly dry and cold conditions will prevail today and Saturday, a fairly active weather pattern will return to the Columbia Basin for the first week of December. Beginning Saturday night into Tuesday, a Pacific weather system moving south along the Oregon and Northern California coast will send moisture impulses inland with light snow, especially over the southern Columbia Basin. Plan on cold temperatures this weekend, averaging 10 to 15 degrees below normal and staying below normal through the middle of next week. Livestock cold stress should be minimal today and Saturday, though, since winds will be light and the air mass generally dry. Soil temperatures are drifting lower and are currently in the lower and middle 30s. It looks like with the lack of snow cover in most areas, soils will continue cooling this weekend, and by Monday could be in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Winter wheat and pasture growth will be stopped by these cold air and soil temperatures. As a comparison, last year at this time, soil temperatures were in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Now, looking further out into the second week of December, another 2 to 3 rounds of precipitation could move across the region. This is Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag Weather Impacts.